Hello and welcome to the teaching podcast of Coastal Community Church, where our mission is to be love in Jesus Christ to the lost and found in our community. For more information about what Coastal is all about, visit sebastianchurch.com. Now please prepare your heart to receive whatever God may have for you in today's sermon.
Well, I want to thank you for worshiping with us. Thank you for being here. We're happy you're here. Go ahead and tell the person next to you, I'm happy you're here. If you're related to them, you got to go further. You got to shout across the room. Tell somebody that you're happy they're here. All right, y'all quiet down now. We're about to hear from the Holy Spirit through his word, okay? We want to invite you, if you call this your church home, I want to invite you right now, go to sebastianchurch.com/go and sign up for our Coastal Leadership Conference. We're putting this on so that we can mobilize our church family to what God's calling us to do next. So nobody should be absent. Nobody should miss this. I realize some of you got to work during that time, but August 19th, okay, save the date, sign up so that you can join us. And we're going to have some worship time together. We're going to have some vision casting. We're going to have some training. But if you've ever wanted to get more connected or learn more about how to get connected, just show up. By the way, this is not a recruiting event. Some of you are like, I don't want to go. They're going to make me serve. Just come and check it out, okay? There's no pressure. You know, unless the Holy Spirit's telling you to serve, then, you know, I can't pull him back. That's on you. All right. Well, we are going through, this is week 3 of Soul Rehab. And are you guys feeling rehabilitated yet? Are you ready to return to life? You know, these are things I hope that you'll learn to continue to practice as we talk about them and as we move on from here. But if you missed week 1, we talked about calming the chaos in our mind. If you missed that, you can look on our YouTube channel, or even now we have a sermon podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, so you can just fill in. Like if you don't want to have to listen to the whole thing, or you're jogging or you're exercising, you can go to the podcast and hear that. Catch up. So week 1 was God will quiet the chaos in your head. Week 2 was God will direct you according to his paths. And we're going step by step through Psalm 23. And now week 3, we took a little week off to talk about Mission Uganda last week. If you missed that, by the way, you definitely want to run back and check that out. But week 3, God will walk with you through every dark valley. And if you have been following Jesus, you know that you are not exempt. You still get to walk through the dark valleys. The blessing is that he will walk with you through those darkest moments. So I like to tell stories, sometimes humorous, especially embarrassing stories about my children. Just kidding. But this one doesn't live in my home anymore, so he can't be embarrassed around you guys as a pastor's kid. And I had to endure it when I was a pastor's kid, so my son was turning 18, and he wanted for his 18th birthday to go camping in the woods with his friends. So we all go to Fort Drum Wildlife Management Area, which if you want to get out of, like, way out, okay, you can hike through there, but go camping there, bring earplugs, because you're so far out. You're not going to hear 95. You're not going to hear US-1. You're going to hear nature, and it will not let you sleep. It is so loud. It's like a nightclub for animals out there. The boy owl is hooting at the girl owl, and I'm like, just hook up already. We need to sleep, okay? Just find each other. Stop calling from other sides of the forest and just connect, okay? Please. And then there's the rustling of bushes that I hear, signaling that a wild pig is coming through camp and looking, foraging through the dirt, looking for bugs, you know, as I'm hanging from my hammock. I love also to hear the howling of coyotes coming through camp. Don't you just love the howling of coyotes when you're sleeping? Well, I was sleeping because I brought earplugs, and I was sleeping, and about 2 a.m. I hear shrieks of nearly grown boys coming through the camp, and I'm like, dude, I'm trying to sleep here. And so I wake up and I get on my hammock. I'm like, what is happening? And they're like, and then I hear the coyotes rustling through the nearby brush. And they're freaking out. And then I'm like, guys, calm down. They're not gonna come after us, right? That's what I always say. And even if they are, you know, it's what you have to say, right? And then they say that, well, we just ran a mile from the portable toilet by the parking lot. We ran this far because they wouldn't stop howling. And so what you're telling me is that all eight of you, nearly 18 or 18 plus year olds, were holed up in a portable bathroom for an hour waiting for the howling of coyotes to stop? And so it never stopped. So, you know, it was a handicap accessible portable toilet, so there was a little extra room, but please, you wanna be in there any longer than you have to be? No, man, I can't imagine. They probably smelled. So we all did, because we were out in the woods. So, you know, earlier that day, I had just told them, you don't have to be afraid of the coyotes. I Googled it, okay? And so this is true. There has never been a coyote attack in Florida on a human. Okay, Google it, man. If it's wrong, don't tell me, okay? So the trouble is that in the darkness, and when we hear lots of noise, we tend to forget what we know is true. We tend to forget that we don't have anything to be afraid of. And so when the howling doesn't stop, we think they must be coming for me. We forget truth when we move into darkness. We begin to believe the noise rather than the voice of someone trustworthy saying, it's gonna be okay. And we get to this part of Psalm 23, verse 4, where everybody knows this verse, right? And you know it probably in the King James Version, even though I walk through the... All right, good. Like, look, man, they have rap songs about this. You guys learned this probably from Gangster Paradise, right? Okay, I promised myself I wasn't gonna do that, and I did it in both services. I couldn't stop myself. Psalm 23, verse 4 in the New Living Translation reads a little bit differently, but it says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So what are the things we need to remember when walking through dark valleys? Number one, you cannot opt out of problems. If you camp out in, if you spend the night at Fort Drum Wildlife Management Area, you do not get to opt out of evenings. Now, there are some people who would just come for the day. Okay, you can do that, but we're taking your man card, okay? Just repoing. And you don't get to opt out of problems in your life. In fact, John 16:33, Jesus tells us, I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many. Are we here? All right, let's read the whole thing together. You guys ready? You awake? Coffee's out there if you need this. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart because I have overcome the world. Amen. Hallelujah, you're gonna have problems. Praise Jesus, you don't get to opt out of them. Isn't that what you came to church to hear today? Hallelujah, I'm gonna have problems. I'm glad the verse doesn't stop there, but the truth is, you're gonna have problems. I hate when I have problems when I'm doing everything right. Has anyone else been there? I mean, I'm a pastor, so of course I do stuff all the time. I see you, Caden. And I know you don't always do right. Okay, mom and dad are sitting right next to you. They know what's what. So, you know, what's worse is like when we think we're doing everything right and we still are having problems, we get upset, don't we? Back in February, God had just laid on our heart to bring a new child into our home, which is not that abnormal. You know, we've had 18 over the years, but calm down. We only have 6 now, but which is somewhat normal. So we said yes. But the kid's not here. And like every little roadblock has happened. He's coming. But we're waiting on judicial systems and all this other stuff. And I'm like, but we said yes, Lord. So why does the kid have to keep suffering? We did what we were supposed to, Lord. Why am I in this problem? It's Jesus who just spoke the words in John 16:33. It's Jesus who said, in this world you will have trouble. Did Jesus have trouble? Then you're gonna have problems. If Jesus had problems, you're gonna have problems. Can you just say that to your neighbor? They need to hear this today. If Jesus had problems, you're gonna have problems. Okay, you guys are whispering it, I guess. When you join the church and you make a decision to follow Jesus, perhaps a religious leader has somewhere along the way told you that if you just had a little more faith, if you, once you follow Jesus, all your problems will be washed away. No, your sins are washed away. You get to keep the problems. He's just gonna walk through the darkness with you. You don't get to opt out of it. You get a buddy to walk through it. So this is why our soul needs rehab. Because we are gonna walk through dark valleys. But we get to decide, will we walk through them alone, or will we grab a hold of Jesus' hand and allow him to lead us through these darkest valleys? There's a Greek word in John 16:33, if you can just put the verse back up there. Because the verse doesn't stop at, you're gonna have problems, okay? We focused on that, but then it says, what does it say? Take heart. If you go back and look at that, it's like a euphemism in the original Greek. It actually means, you'll see it in some translations, be of good cheer. I don't feel like being of good cheer if I'm gonna have problems. But the literal translation is take courage. Be courageous. You're gonna have problems, but be courageous because you're gonna have problems, but you're also gonna have Jesus. And he's overcome the world. He's already won the battle. You're with him. So you get to move forward through darkness in his presence. So three things to remember when walking through darkness. Number one, you cannot opt out. Number two, it's a walk, not a camp out. You ever take your dog on a hike and he drags you all the way, like he drags, it's just my dogs that are stupid. And then like they're like pulling me. I'm barely upright, okay? I'm like, you know, I'm not one of those people who has a good control of my dog. Some of you are judging me for that right now. We're in church, stop judging. No condemnation here, okay? The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, no condemnation. Okay, so don't judge me for my bad dogs, but they're bad and they don't know how to walk on leashes and they drag me all the way out there and then they stop and they lay down. And I'm like, okay, you need a break? But then I can't get them to move again. And they just sit there and now I'm dragging them all the way back. We will go through dark valleys, but we do not have to camp there. You don't have to get stuck there. In Psalm 23, verse 4, we're gonna read it again, even though I walk, not even though I get stuck in darkest valleys, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Don't turn a walk into a camp out. If you're stuck or you feel stuck, it's because you've turned the walk into a camp out. If it feels like you're not making progress through the darkness, perhaps you've lost track of Jesus who's leading you out of it. So don't turn a walk into a camp out. When we're hiking, you could take a little break, but if you stop, man, you ever do that? You're walking like 5-6 miles. If you stop, you may like get too tired. You're like, man, I think I just need to stay here for the night. Keep moving, move on. If you sit, you will settle. Don't settle, move. If you settle, you're gonna get stuck. Don't get stuck, keep moving. What happens is we get paralyzed. The enemy, the devil, wants to immobilize us with fear. He wants us not to walk through dark valleys. He wants us to be immobilized in the dark valleys. He's thrilled when you listen to his howling nearby. and are paralyzed in fear, and you can't get out of the handicapped bathroom that you're holed up in because you're afraid that you might be eaten alive in the darkness. So don't settle, don't sit, and you won't get stuck. Don't be the stubborn dog that wants to lay down when it's time to keep moving. Now there is a time to lay down, so don't think there's no rest for the weary. But earlier in Psalm 23, we talked about how the good shepherd, how God makes us lie down in green pastures. He restores our soul. There's time for that, but in the darkest valley, it's time to go. It's time to move. You can't sit still here. Philippians 4, 6 through 9, sorry, 6 and 7, says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Listen to the difference here. It says, don't worry, pray. Okay, I usually, man, I'm just gonna tell you, I'm a pastor and sometimes I worry. Something happens and I worry. The Bible's telling us, Paul's telling us, hey, that should not be your first reaction. When something happens, instead of worry, pray. Don't worry, pray. God bless you. Don't worry, pray. Don't stop, pray. And it says that if we, instead of worrying, we pray and we give thanks for what God has done, that we're gonna have peace. So when we forfeit worry and we instead fill a place with prayer, we get peace. And it says peace that goes beyond understanding, peace that doesn't need to make sense. Usually when I'm worrying, I am trying to compute stuff that's not mine to compute. I see something that I think maybe the Lord isn't even aware of. Oh my goodness, this is gonna happen. You think God doesn't know about every threat in the dark valley, and he's still keeping you safe? So we have a peace that doesn't require us to process and understand every detail. A peace that comes in spite of difficulty. So we have prayer, we have peace. When you're looking at bills that are bigger than your income, don't camp out there, don't give up. This is not a camp out, it's a walk. 1 Peter 2:9, I love this passage. The second part, it says, he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. And so as we look at this psalm, we see that during our walk through darkest valleys, number one, we don't get to opt out. Number two is what? Number two, this is a walk, not a... Okay, I was like, did I waste my time? This is a walk, not a what? Okay, well now we're here. Okay, I feel like we're here. I feel like we took a little break there. And then you cannot opt out of... Oh, Jesus. These are your people, Lord. All right, you cannot opt out of... Okay, and it's a walk, not a... We'll stay here till we get it. Just kidding. Coastal Kids is like, no! All right, you guys got this, okay? It's a walk, not a camp out. And then number three, when walking through darkest valleys, we need to know that faith says, even though I will. We read again, Psalm 23, verse 4. It says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. Even though, fill in the blank, I will. We continue in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. It's like, hey, summon it all up here. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Putting into practice all you have learned and received from me, everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. So we see some things at work here. He says, hey, I'm gonna tell you how to fix your thinking. He says, fix, right? Fix your thoughts on what is true. Fix your thoughts. That's soul rehab right there. I need my thoughts fixed. Fix your thoughts on these things. And he gives a list. By the way, when they don't agree with that list, just go ahead and dismiss them. Cast them out. Get rid of them. Think on these things. Philippians 4:8. And if we think peace, we get rid of the stuff that's not peace. If we think peace, and then it says practice these things, and we practice peace, we will receive peace. If we aren't thinking peace and we're not practicing peace, we're not gonna have any peace in the midst of the dark valley. But when we begin to think on these things and we begin practicing these things, we get to receive these things. Think peace, practice peace, receive peace. Just saying that is a breath of fresh air that can rehabilitate your soul. Even though I see darkness, I will not fear. That's what Psalm 23:4 says. And you can fill in there whatever your heart has issues with. Even though I'm struggling, I will fear no evil. Even though I failed in my addiction, I will fear no evil. Even though I don't know how I'm gonna pay my bills, I will fear no evil. Even though my children are acting like the wild animals that Seth was talking about in the introduction of his sermon and are louder than them, I will fear no evil. Even though I have someone at work that challenges my religious ability to withhold my tongue from saying things that everybody's already thinking, even though difficult people antagonize me, I will fear no evil. Even though I will not fear, because we have the Good Shepherd. And it says, the rod and the staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff, if you've ever heard a sermon about Psalm 23, you've heard about the rod and the staff. They're both for discipline and for guidance. And a shepherd has those at his disposal so that the sheep don't do stupid stuff, okay? It's just, that's the technical term. Oh, for the kids too, yeah, sure. Whatever you need to, so we're gonna, that's a different sermon. So the shepherd will occasionally pull a sheep back onto the right path. And when we are walking through dark valleys, we need the shepherd to guide us. We can't see where one foot is stepping in front of the other. Not long ago, we went to a place called the Watering Hole here in Sebastian. It's kind of a secret swim place that we go to. And there was one time, I don't like swimming with alligators, but I make an exception because the water's moving through and in my mind, it's less dangerous. But I get in the water and I like to see my feet. You with me? And I get in and it's been raining a lot and I can't even see my hands when I put them in the water, let alone my feet. And I just begin thinking about what's underneath the water that I can't see. And when we're walking through dark valleys, that's where the enemy wants to just capitalize on. Do you know what's in this water? Just think of all those flesh and eating amoebas that are in there. Just think of what the alligators are like, look at that bright white flesh. Let's just go over there and drag him under. But our shepherd is leading us gently through these dark valleys. He's leading us one step at a time. Even if you can't see your feet, he's leading us one step at a time. And the sheep are there too. They're a part of the leading as well. It's not explicitly said in this psalm, but the sheep play a part as well. The church, we'll call that. Because when the sheep start seeing something going wrong up here, what do they say? Bad. Okay, I added the D at the end, but they're gonna let everybody know, hey, there's danger up here. Look out, there's danger up here. Be careful. Now a sheep, by the way, does not grab the rod and the staff and start beating the other sheep saying, get in line. That's the shepherd's job. And he doesn't lead that way. But the sheep walk together. And when you're together, you're stronger. You know, if you've ever had an encounter in the wilderness or in the wild, you know you want to bunch up together. 2017, We were out looking at rhinos in Uganda on our mission trip, and one rhino started stomping his foot, and the guide that was with us said, "Guys, get together in a hurry, quick, because together we look like one." And that's exactly what we are as a church. Together we're stronger. We are one. So it doesn't matter what sort of howling is going on adjacent to our peace here. Even though I hear all sorts of noise, I will fear no evil. The one way you can find, the best way you can find rehab for your soul is by following Jesus. Deciding, hey, he's my shepherd. I'm no longer gonna try to do my own thing. I'm no longer gonna make up my own rules. I'm gonna see what the shepherd wants me to do, and then I'm just gonna follow. Takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. And even when the noisy nights threaten you, you can say, hey, I know I'm in good hands because the shepherd is taking care of me. I want us to bow our heads as we connect with God during this time. John 10 says, I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. It's Jesus speaking. Do you know Jesus? Do you want Jesus to walk with you through the darkness? I think everyone here probably does, but I just want to invite you, just raise your hands. Let's raise our hands together. I want Jesus to walk with me through the darkness. I don't want to go through it alone. But I know some of you may be in that dark valley right now, so with our eyes closed, heads bowed, just for the privacy of others in the room, not gonna ask you to come forward. I wanna pray over you right now. Other leaders, other ministers can also be praying for you as well. Just raise your hand. If you're going through a dark valley right now, you want us to be praying for you. I know you can fill out the Connect card, but I wanna pray for you right now. Yeah, I see some hands. There's some dark valleys. So Lord, we lift up every single one of these dark valleys to you. We lift up every situation, all the noisy coyotes that are threatening in the night, silence them. And even if they won't be quiet, let us hear your voice above them. Let us be willing to take one step at a time, even when we can't see our own feet. Let us be willing to follow you. Would you bring that peace to these folks? I don't know the situations, but would you bring your peace to these dark situations? Father, help us remove these thoughts that don't bring peace. Help us practice the act of bringing peace into our lives, so that we can have peace that we don't even have to understand. And I know I'd like to think everyone in here has already put their faith in Jesus, but I wanna provide the opportunity. If you're here today and you've never decided, hey, I want Jesus to be my shepherd, would you raise your hand? I wanna pray with you today. Today's the day I wanna start following Jesus. Anyone? And whether you're at your seat or whether you come to me later, I want to invite you to pray. Cry out to Jesus. He's listening. He's ready to hear your prayer. And for those sheep that have gone astray, he wants to hear from you too. He loves you no matter what. So trust the good shepherd. Talk to God right now. Lord, I give you my problems. I give you my darkest valley. For some of you, you've already put your faith in Jesus. Your next step is baptism, or maybe joining a life group or serving. And we'd love to help you grow in your faith. You guys can look up now. We're a community of Christ followers that we wanna be an encouragement to you. So if there's a way we can help you grow, just jot that down on the Connect card, or you can send it to amen@sebastianchurch.com. Love to have the opportunity to help you grow.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you were blessed by today's teaching.
We would love to connect with you, and here are some ways you can connect with us. You can submit a prayer request, find a life group, or check out some of the upcoming events at sebastianchurch.com/go. Join us here again for the next episode.